It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show. And it's only on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you every day. I've been told in the last hour that maybe I was a little angry, or maybe a little maybe angry is the wrong word, but that was used. Maybe a little excitable, if that's true. Maybe. But there's reason to be. We are living in a little bit of a Twilight Zone situation here. I mean, think about what's going on today. We got Joe Biden going before an enamored press that is literally just excited that he exists. We've got Donald Trump being targeted by an attorney general who's made it clear that her job is to get Donald Trump. And listen to the words they use. They're subpoenaing them in order to bring them in to talk about something that could lead to criminal convictions. But that's maybe the most fair way to do it, because everyone else is saying that this is it. They've been slapped with subpoenas. The worm has turned. The walls are closing in. This is where they get him. He's been out of office for a year, and we're still having this stupid conversation about whether or not the media and their nonstop heart, their nonstop obsession with Donald Trump is going to finally bear fruit. I saw Alexander Vindman on television today. Why? He's an American hero. He stood up to Donald Trump. No, he violated the chain of command. And he hid things from his superiors. Guy, he's a hero. He's a hero. Why? Because he opposed Donald Trump? That, if that's the bar, okay. If that is the bar, go with it. But some of us have a little bit of a higher bar for whether or not you're an American hero. It doesn't mean was critical of a guy who was mean to us. I mean, this is the same reason why during the Trump administration, the American media reported on Twitter accounts that said things like, I'm the alternate State Department account. We're angry staffers. It's the same exact stuff. It doesn't matter if it's true. It doesn't matter if it has validity. As long as someone is saying the stuff they want said, they will repeat it. Nick Saban, sorry, buddy. You're a useful idiot in this situation. That's just the way it is. You got used. Okay? You got used and you got manipulated and you should feel stupid. Sorry, he should feel stupid. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and why he should feel stupid. Because they didn't actually care what you think about anything. They wanted to use your name to try to manipulate not only the people who follow your football team, but a sitting United States senator through fraud. So say what you will. Nick Saban got duped. Second time this month it's happened. He got embarrassed by Paul Tagliabue, and he got embarrassed by Georgia. This segment of the program brought to you by my friends over there at Two Men in a Truck. Two Men in a Truck, Huntsville.com. That is the website you need to go check out when it's time for you to make a move. What are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get treated like absolute royalty, or as they put it, like a grandma should be treated. It's called the grandma rule, and the grandma rule is very clear. Treat everyone the way you would want your grandma to be treated. That's what they do at Two Men and a Truck. Hundreds of thousands of moves across town, across the country. small office, excuse me, small apartment, giant office building, everything in between. And here's what they did for Cindy and I. They came, they packed, they moved, they unpacked, they staged. They helped us set up our new house, and we were thrilled to see them do it. They did a great job, and they'll do a great job for you as well. Two men in a truck, Huntsville.com. Check them out today. When you do, make sure you tell them Dale Jackson sent you. All right, let's get to it. It is time for the often duplicated, never replicated, the most critically acclaimed segment here on the Dale Jackson Show, the seven things you should be talking about today.
Now time for the seven things you'll be talking about today. Number seven.
Gary Palmer got that endorsement. Yep, it's the endorsement everybody wants. Former President Donald Trump, U.S. Representative Gary Palmer, a Republican of Hoover, was given great compliments in a statement released by Donald Trump where he focused on his policy record. Trump said Palmer is, quote, a strong advocate for our America First agenda. Gary is fighting for energy independence, secure borders, lower taxes, better care of our military and vets, and to protect and defend our Second Amendment. Trump also mentioned that Palmer is doing tremendous work for the great state of Alabama. So Palmer got that endorsement. Who's running against Gary Palmer? No, I was asking because I don't know. I don't think anyone. I think Gary Palmer is running unopposed, and this probably seals the deal. So congratulations to Gary Palmer on his reelection. I'm calling it now.
Number six.
Hey, Kamala Harris is doing some work. What is the work she's doing? Well, she's working to shame Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin into voting the way she wants. Well, the U.S. Senate is set to consider changes to the filibuster today. They're going to fail. If the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act are not passed, which they won't, Vice President Kamala Harris is prepared to attack Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, one from West Virginia, one from Arizona, both Democrats, over all of this. Harris was asked about Manchin and Sinema possibly not supporting both pieces of legislation, especially because they publicly said they won't change or remove the filibuster. But Harris said she's not going to absolve anyone over the matter. So they've got Kamala Harris out there. And if you know anything, Kamala Harris is almost universally despised. So if she's going to be on the attack, I'm sure they would love to be the victim.
Number five.
You got to love the Biden administration. Another day, another incoherent messaging story. If you remember correctly, a couple days ago, Joe Biden stood up and said, hey, you're either with me or George Wallace or me or Jefferson Davis or me or the Confederacy. I mean, that's essentially it. Do what he wants or you are basically an unrepentant racist ready to secede from the Union over your hatred of black people. Cool. He walked that back and said, look, I wasn't trying to hurt anyone's feelings or attack anyone personally, even though he was attacking them personally. Jen Psaki said, no, hold on. That speech is powerful and focused on the protection of people's fundamental rights in this country. She went on to say it was not a partisan speech. It was intended to lay out the public exactly what's at stake and lay out for elected officials what's at stake. And he stands by everything he said in that speech. So he meant it. No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Number four.
You know what's vaccine hesitant? No, not your uncle or your brother or your neighbor down the street. The Omicron variant appears to be vaccine hesitant. According to the Sheba Hospital in Israel, a fourth shot of the coronavirus vaccine, a second booster shot, it gives little additional protection against the Omicron variant. And this comes after the hospital had given their employees the second booster shot. All of those at the hospital had been vaccinated and boosted with the Pfizer vaccine, but 154 of them received a fourth Pfizer shot, and 120 received a Moderna shot. The director of the hospital's infectious disease unit, Dr. Gil Regev Yoshe, has said despite increased antibody levels, the fourth vaccine only offers a partial defense against the virus. The vaccines, which were more effective against previous variants, offer less protection versus Omicron. So there you go. Your uncle now has a new way to fight you.
Number three.
special session for coronavirus relief funds. Hey, we got so much money, we don't even know what to do with it. Got to have a special session in order to deal with it. Alabama has funding from the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, that needs to be allocated. Now Governor Kay Ivey has called a special session to handle the $772 million of the funds. Yes, 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 it will be a fun time. This was expected due to the level of funds that need to be dealt with. Ivey acknowledged that the state has had a great recovery from the pandemic economically, but added the spending from the federal government has continued, and she has made it clear that unlike Washington, D.C., Alabama will be wise with these one-time federal dollars. So they will all try to figure out exactly what to do with this money as they're all just down there salivating, licking their lips and wondering, what can we do here? Look at all this money we have. And it's an election year? Swing!
Number two.
This is why people don't trust American institutions anymore. Every family within the Vestavia Hills City School System has been notified of potential COVID exposure, despite the fact that it's dubious to claim that each kid had been exposed. The notification was sent out in a generic email that simply stated that someone had tested positive at the child's school and in their grade. But in another email, students were told to continue going to school unless they were symptomatic. Vestavia Superintendent Todd Freeman, a guy who should be fired, has said that this was done to create heightened awareness. However, parents in the system are frustrated with the decision, with elementary school parent Brian Malcolm saying, sending exposure notification to every parent is nothing more than a cover by the Board of Education and the superintendent. They have given up on mitigation measures and at actually identifying close contact.
Now, time for the number one thing you'll be talking about today.
Nick Saban, they played you for a fool. That's what they did. Hall of Famer Jerry West, NBA. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue. Former NFL player Daryl Talley and Oliver Luck. No idea who those guys are. Sure, they're huge, huge in West Virginia. I'm sure they're huge there. Had University of Alabama head coach Nick Saban co-sign a letter addressed to Joe Manchin. It, of course, went viral. And then we found out that Nick Saban did not support ending the filibuster. So the American media lied to us. The Alabama media lied to us. All these people lied to Nick Saban. And the person that delivered the letter to Joe Manchin lied to him. Yeah, and that's really the end of it. Nick Saban made it clear he does not support ending the filibuster. How hard are they going to push to fix that story? My guess is not very hard because they are unrepentant bastards. That's what they are. And it's unfortunate that these are the people we're supposed to trust, but we can't trust them. And that, again, unfortunate. When we come back, Tommy Tuberville will be with us. We are going to have a quick conversation with him about a couple of things going on in D.C. Stay tuned.
Get WBNN's Dale Jackson's 7 Things You Should Be Talking About Today right in your email box every morning. Go to yellowhammernews.com and sign up today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.